This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. New Delhi says any external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable. Delhi court extends enforcement directorate's custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till the 1st of April in alleged liquor policy scam. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes that infrastructure and construction projects should be made climate-friendly and energy-efficient. In badminton, PV Sindhu advances to women's singles quarterfinal of Madrid Spain Masters tournament. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Rajasthan Royals and Delhi Capitals in Jaipur. The External Affairs Ministry has said the recent remarks by the US State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest are unwarranted. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said any such external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable.
The recent remarks by the State Department are unwarranted. Any such external imputation on our electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable. In India, legal processes are driven only by the rule of law. Anyone who has similar ethos, especially fellow democracies, should have no difficulty in appreciating this fact. India is proud of its independent and robust democratic institutions. We are committed to protect them from any form of undue external influences.
India had lodged its strong objection and protest with a senior official from the U.S. Embassy yesterday with regard to the comments made by the U.S. State Department. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today alleged that to browbeat and bully others is vintage Congress culture. In a social media post referring to the letter written by a group of lawyers to Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, expressing concern over attempts to undermine the judiciary's integrity, Mr. Modi said 5 decades ago, Congress had called for a committed judiciary. He claimed that Congress wants commitment from others for their selfish interests, but desists from any commitment towards the nation. Prominent lawyers, including Harish Salve, Manan Kumar Mishra and Pinky Anand, have written to the Chief Justice of India. In the letter, they allege that a vested interest group is trying to pressure the judiciary, influence judicial process and defame courts on the basis of frivolous logic and stale political agendas. They said their pressure tactics are obvious in political cases, particularly those involving political figures accused of corruption. A Delhi court has extended the Enforcement Directorate ED custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till the 1st of April in the money laundering case related to the alleged liquor policy scam case. He was arrested on the 21st of March by the ED. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rawls Avenue Court passed the remand extension order after Kejriwal was produced in court on the expiry of his 6 days of ED custody. Yesterday, the Delhi High Court had declined interim relief to Kejriwal and only issued notice on his plea, challenging the arrest and remand. The External Affairs Ministry has reiterated that Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will remain an integral and inalienable part of India. Responding to media queries in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India's position on the matter of Arunachal Pradesh has been made very clear time and again.
China may repeat its baseless claims as many times as they want. That is not going to change our position. Arunachal Pradesh was, is and will remain and always remain an integral and inalienable part of India.
On Indian nationals seeking discharge from the Russian army, the spokesperson said the ministry is constantly in touch with Russian authorities over the matter. He said India has taken it up strongly to have its nationals released and discharged as early as possible. The notification for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued. The elections will be held in 88 seats in 12 states, including one union territory in this phase. 20 Lok Sabha seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in the second phase. Nominations can be filed till the 4th of April. Voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. Scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done on the 5th of April, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where it will be held on the 6th of April. In Bihar, the nomination process for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections in Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jamui parliamentary constituencies ended today. A total of 110 nomination papers have been filed in all four parliamentary constituencies. Scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on the 30th of March and the last date for withdrawal of candidatures the 2nd of April. Polling will be held on the 19th of April for this phase. In the first phase, BJP is contesting on two seats and Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas and Hindustani Awam Morcha have fielded candidates on one seat each. From the Grand Alliance opposition, RJD is contesting on all four seats. More from our correspondent.
On the last day, candidates from BJP, RJD, LJPR, BSP and other parties filed their nomination papers. Former Chief Minister and Hindustani Awam Morcha patron Jitan Ram Manji and his rival from RJD, Kumar Sarvajit, filed nomination papers from Gaya parliamentary constituency. Vivek Thakur, son of former Union Health Minister Dr. C.P. Thakur, filed nomination papers from Nawada constituency as a BJP nominee. Former Director General of Health Services Dr. Jagdish Prasad submitted his papers from Jamui Lok Sabha seat. LJPR nominee Arun Bharti from Jamui, RJD candidates Archana Kumari Ravidas and Abhay Kumar Kuswaha from Jamui and Aurangabad constituencies are prominent candidates who filed their nomination for the first phase. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the news at 9. Continuing with the election news, in Assam, nomination of 36 candidates was found valid for the first phase of polls and nomination of two candidates has been rejected. A total of 38 candidates filed nominations in the first phase for 5 Lok Sabha seats. For the BJP, former Chief Minister and present Union Minister Sarvananda Sonowal, MP Tapan Kumar Gogoi and MLA Ranjit Datta are in the fray. Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi and former MLA Rosalina Tirke have also submitted nominations. The President of Oham Jatiya Parishad, Lurinjyoti Gogoi, has filed nomination from Diplugar seat. Meanwhile, filing of nomination papers has also begun for the second phase in the state. 5 seats will be covered in this phase, that includes Silchar and Nagaon. In Andhra Pradesh, simultaneous elections for the 175 state assembly seats and 25 Lok Sabha seats are scheduled to be held in the fourth phase on the 13th of May. We have more from our correspondent.
The major electoral contest in Andhra Pradesh is seen to be between the NDA coalition of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Telugu Desam Party, Janasena Combine and the incumbent YSR Congress Party. Barring a few seats, all the political parties have announced the list of candidates contesting the elections. While the YSR Congress Party has started its election campaign with the slogan Memanta Siddham, meaning we are ready for the polls, the TDP, the major player in the NDA coalition, is campaigning with the slogan Prajagalam, meaning voice of the people. The Congress Party has also started its campaign in the state. As per the latest electoral roll, there are about 4.09 crore electors in Andhra Pradesh, with the female voters slightly outnumbering the male. More than 9 lakh first-time young voters have registered their votes. The gazette notification for elections in Andhra Pradesh is scheduled to be issued on 18th April, with the last date of nomination being 25th April. Polling will be held on 13th May and counting on the 4th of June. The Election Commission is making elaborate arrangements to ensure free and fair elections in the state. With Allu Murali, this is Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
The Election Commission has set up special polling stations for the Kashmiri migrant voters who are residing at various camps at Jammu, Udhampur and Delhi to give an opportunity to exercise their franchise in person through electronic voting machines on the day of poll during Lok Sabha elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The Commission in a statement said, for those who are at present residing outside their place of ordinary residence and elsewhere other than the territorial limit of Jammu, Udhampur and Delhi shall have the opportunity to exercise exercise their franchise through postal ballot papers. The Commission added that all migrant voters other than those who opted to vote in person have the option to vote through postal ballot papers. Odisha's Katak MP Bhartruhari Mehtab joined the BJP today. Mr. Mehtab resigned from the BJD a few days ago. He was inducted into the BJP in the presence of senior party leader and Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and party General Secretary Vinod Tavade at BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Meanwhile, former BJP MP from Ranchi, Ram Tehal Chaudhary, has joined the Congress. He joined the party in the presence of Congress leaders Ghulam Ahmed Mir and Pawan Kheda in New Delhi. Former Haryana Minister Savitri Jindal today joined the Bharatiya Janata Party along with her supporters ahead of the upcoming Lok Sabha polls 2024. She had quit the Congress party yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized that infrastructure and construction projects should be made climate-friendly and energy-efficient. Addressing a group of assistant executive engineers of CPWD at Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the president said the buildings, roads and other infrastructure should be sustainable, energy efficient and environment friendly. She added that engineers should be innovative in their approach so that they can deal effectively with emerging challenges. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested a key conspirator in Bengaluru's Rameshwaram cafe blast case. The arrest was made following massive raids across multiple locations in Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Uttar Pradesh by the agency. Investigations have revealed that the arrested key conspirator had extended logistic support to the other two identified accused in the case involving an IED explosion at the cafe. The blast had taken place earlier this month, in which several people were injured. Indian benchmark indices posted solid gains on the last day of financial year FY24 and extended the winning run in the second consecutive session today. We have a report.
The Sensex was up 655 points or 0.9% at 73,651 and the Nifty climbed 203 points or 0.92% at 22,327. In the broader market at the BSE, the mid-cap index gained marginally by 0.01% and the small-cap index jumped 0.70%. In the forex market, the Indian rupee today ended at 83 rupees and 40 paise against the US dollar. Gold prices at multi-commodity exchange for April contracts were trading at 66,915 rupees per 10 grams. Silver prices were trading at 74,710 rupees per kilogram for May contracts when reports last came in. Rajesh Lake for Akashvani News.
On to sports. In badminton, Indian ace shuttler PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinal of Madrid, Spain Masters tournament. She registered a comfortable win over Taiwanese player Wai Huang in straight games, 21-14, 21-12. In men's doubles, Indian pair Dhruv Kapila and M.R. Arjun also entered into quarters with an impressive triumph over Scottish duo C. Grimley and M. Grimley in straight games, 21-17, 21-19. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 145 for 5 wickets in 18 overs against Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Indoor Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and elected to field. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall over the western Himalayan region and adjoining plains of northwest India for the next 4 days. It said another fresh western disturbance is likely to affect the western Himalayan region under its influence. Fairly widespread to widespread light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning is expected over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand until Sunday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. New Delhi says any external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable. Delhi court extends enforcement directorate's custody of Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till 1st of April in alleged liquor policy scam. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes that infrastructure and construction projects should be made climate-friendly and energy-efficient. In badminton, PV Sindhu advances to women's singles quarterfinal of Madrid-Spain Masters tournament. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Rajasthan Royals and Delhi Capitals in Jaipur. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.